The widest in the rear I've ever ran was an 18 by 10 with a 28 offset.
It's pretty wide.
Yeah, with like a 205.
A 205?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What the heck? Yeah. The widest that I've ever... Well, I have only had one set of stretched stretched tires on a set of wheels in my life, and it was 18-10 as well, but I think I had a 235 on it.
Oh, so, yeah. That's not... that's a baby stretch.
It was a baby stretch, but it was stretched.
You need it.
Because I wanted enough space because I was going for the look where... you know, everyone wants a look like that you probably had where you bring the fender just perfectly.
Oh, the fender would come in just like a...
Yeah, just perfectly like a between the, you know, the outer lip and the tire.
I should have just sent Max a bunch of photos of that.
Could have. But, yeah, that was a look I went for when I had a little stancy pants in me, you know?
Yeah, stance is really...
But I was running a 10 rear on a 2012 SI... And it didn't fit.
Nothing fit. No, so, it's of course.
So I had a camber arm set up back there, and that's what allowed me to have a little extra.
A little extra, a little more tilt.
And I was low on coils. I was really low. Like I don't know. I'm not going to pull up a picture on the podcast, but I can find a picture of myself where you would just it's just ground static, like real low. And, yeah.
I had 17, there was one time I had 17 by 9s in the front, 17 by 10s in the rear.
Staggered, reversed, staggered on a front wheel drive car.
I think 85, 90% of my wheels were staggered on that car.
What the hell were you thinking?
Stance.
Man, that's crazy.
What else was I thinking? It was stance.
That's crazy. I did the 18-10s square. I had,
my fitment was magnifico. You know, give me that. It's magnifico.
But your driving was not.
No, absolutely not. It was terrible.
Yeah. I had the square set up when I did the 18-10s and a little bit of rubbing in the front, but after a couple baseball bats here and there, it worked okay.
See, with the air ride, we would use magazines and phone books.
How's that work?
So you would air up, then you would apply as many magazines or books, something soft. So then when you aired out, the fender would kind of...
Well, I used to do the baseball bat, and then you roll a little bit.
Even there's been times where, like, I've buckled in the rear fender and, like, just magazine trick it and pops right back out. Jeez.
Only once did I... Well, actually, eventually got to the point, because it was uneven with the fender rolling, that I actually got someone with the real fender roller, the one that goes on to
I don't
the
think I've... My car's... Probably only seen that once. Anything else has been like pry clamps, my hands, magazines.
Any mallets?
Once or twice.
Really?
Yeah,
oh
for
my
the
God,
rear.
Savage. Heat guns?
Yeah.
Or you just don't even care?
At that point, it was before I wrapped it. I didn't really care about the paint, so there was no need for the heat gun.
Oh, man. Well, then, so what do you think about today? Do you see as much people doing like stretch tires today as we used to?
I think... Versus like 10 years ago, I saw it get crazier, and then I feel like it started to decrease a little bit. I feel like a lot of people started to go a little bit more conservative on fitment.
I feel like it's a lot of bit. I feel like when I was like really into it, I went from stretch tires, and I said, this is a freaking headache. Like, it's a headache, man.
It's a look. It's all for the look.
And then there was one point where I really wanted to do like a rally type setup for my car, mm-hmm. which was like polar opposite, like obviously, like... You know, but now I think what's really popular is kind of like flush, kind of meaty tire set.
Oh, hold on, go to that Celica, go to that. Okay. No, down. It's the silver ones, right? Yeah, look at that. That's a stretch right there.
That's
something I don't think absolutely not. I remember when this thing started getting hot. This was like 2014 maybe when this car was built.
That's crazy.
I remember seeing that thing all over the internet. Everybody went crazy for it. Yeah, static too.
That's horrible. I don't know.
It's again, you know, it is what it is. It's not, it's for the wow factor. It's for the what the.
Yeah, right.
You know,
See, that's the camber's ridiculous, but see that kind of fender in between tire and the, and yeah, the outer lip.
If you zoomed in, if you zoomed in on that photo, like you clearly see the barrel there. Like
yeah.
That thing, you take one sharp turn, that tire's coming off. Have you ever had a tire debeat on you?
Never.
It's not fun.
Never.
It's not fun.
It sounds like a horrible time.
It is really not fun.
I've had plenty of horrible flats, but no debeat in.
No,
there.
I've had a debeat just airing up and like slowly driving away, and like once I turn the wheel, like just pops right off.
God.
And then I've had it at a higher speed, and don't get me wrong, I didn't crash or like really lose control, but it happens like instantly.
I mean, I don't think it's as popular or as common as it used to be honest. Like,
I think it's gotten less extreme. Like the people were taking it to an extreme for a while, but mm-hmm. I feel like that just, you know, it decreased a bit. Like that's fine for me. Like that's okay.
Yeah,
that works for me.
That's basically how mine was, a little baby stretch like that.
I used to be crazy, dude. I remember one time I was in Helen, and this was back when like my Stancy Boy wheels were in.
Stancy Boy wheels.
Yeah, and I was driving through the mountains over there just ripping it, and like I could have just de-beat it and, you know, right off the cliff.
See you
later.
But
I'm still here, guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all right, there has to be maybe not extreme stretch, but I mean, what about just like really low profile tires or whatnot? Like, you know, like there's still pros
what,
just
to
that stuff.
To no sidewall and just going wider.
Yeah, those tires are stiffer, so you know,
understandable
handling.
But
you're gonna get a little bit better.
But when it comes down to fitment, it doesn't really help.
The low profile tires.
Exactly,
unless
the reason why the whole
you go big wheel.
Well, I'm saying if you go with a big wide wheel, mm-hmm. the only way you're going to fit it to get that fender to lip is to stretch a tire, you know, to a certain extent. Like that right there, like you can't sit fender to lip. You're going to have to tuck that bad boy.
100%.
So the only way to do it is by actually allowing that sidewall to stretch so that the fender can just ease right in there. And you see crazy people, they'll take like a razor to it just to get like that few millimeters off.
That stuff is so crazy. Man,
I think it's wild. But it's necessary when it comes down to fitment.
Man.
You never know. Sometimes that little bit.
I know. It's so funny because, like, I don't know. 10 years ago, I would have said, yeah, of course, man. I'll razor my tire.
I feel how I even was 4 years ago. Yeah. I was still all about that.
Now I'm like, I can't imagine.
My back hurts. I can't be driving that thing anymore.
I opted for too big of a tire on my Subaru.
Yeah.
Like, literally too big of a tire.
Yeah, you went a little wider.
So it's crazy how it goes opposite of how I was choosing one that had like extra sidewall.
Yeah, no, yeah, because you went with the Falcons too, which yeah. those even run a little bit meatier.
Right, and then I still wanted to do a 255 on an 8.5.
Yeah, no.
But, like, you know, that doesn't even seem as crazy, but as opposed to doing a 205 on an 8.5.
I dropped off my wheels, and I only have, like, a 225 on there because that's what came stock on there. But even with at an 8.5 at a 225, the guy was like, oh, it's a little bit, you know, it's a good stretch. And I looked at him. I was like,
what?
I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? That's perfect. I was like, what are you talking about stretch? And he was like, no, man, that's stretch. I was like, bud, I was like, you don't even want to know the list.
Jeez.
But, yeah, I think my craziest was a 205 on a 10. That was on the
I did 225 on my 10, which is I think you're nuts.
Well, the reason being is because when I would air out, like I'd feel the subframe bolt go
ground. I think I did 235 on my 10s, which is even less. I mean, so 205, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I was a little crazy back then. What can I say? What do you want me to do?
Nothing.
To achieve the stance, that golden stance, there's no performance. There's no other beneficials to it besides the stance.
Yeah.
You physically needed to do it.
What about just having a really low-profile tire with no stretch? So, in other words, say if you had an 18-inch wheel and you ran like a say it's an 18.5 or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
and you're running like a
– Hey, that's Evan's car. That's my buddy's.
Hey, nice decagrams.
Yeah.
Hey. And then say you ran like a 18.5, and then you ran like a 225 at a like 30 profile, like something like that.
I don't think it'd be beneficial for me. I at that point, if I'm doing an 8.5, I'd want the 40 sidewall.
What did you run like 35s?
I've done it, and it's rough. My last set I had, but they were 235s on a 19x9.
That's a I didn't. My stock wheels on my.
That was a little baby stretch compared to anything else that I've had. But some people here are probably gonna be like, "Bro, you're crazy."
My my Hyundai came stock with 35s, so it was 19.8 and a half, and it came with like a 225/35.
Yeah, that sounds about
that,
right.
That's that what sounds it came like stock with and
spec.
Right. Those sidewalls on that thing sucked.
Yeah, they do.
Like it. I got flats in that car like every freaking month.
But that's the thing too. Also with these stance guys, what are you gonna drop the sidewall to the point where they have really no support whatsoever?
Well, at least when you stretch a tire, you have a really stiff thin sidewall.
Yeah, but that sidewall is hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, sure is. Well, on your stretch, I'm thinking like a more reasonable stretch.
Again, even my stretch, like compared to, if you talk to some kids in stance game running like 195s on 10s over there on Miatas.
Is that possible?
It is. I've seen it. It's wild. It's wild. Dude, you think that, what do you think that Celica was running?
I don't know. I would just assume.
I'd say that 12, was probably by a 12 wide with like a 255 on there.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Meanwhile, you were doing a 12
wide. 10 wide on a 235.
Yeah.
And
again,
I feel like the freaking man at the time.
Dude. The craziest things I've done to make things work is what it is.
I mean, there has to be a little bit of benefit now.
The benefit is the stance. There is no other benefit.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. We do not recommend trying this at home, everybody. That is my disclaimer. Let's put it down there somewhere. I remember seeing this thing back in the day, too. This thing got real popular.
Man,
look at that. That's actually, if you zoom in, that's a lip on top of another lip. So it's technically a four-piece wheel, not a three-piece. Oh, story about this guy. He's actually from the Bronx, I'm pretty sure. And we went to H2O. I think that photo is from H2O. And the cop pulled him over when he was on the trailer still and was like, don't even think about taking this off the trailer. Like, if you take this off the trailer, it's an instant impound for you. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, dude, that's just wild.
Yeah, wow. Now, can you click on the RX-7, Max? RX-7's looking nice.
Yeah, look at that wheel spec, though. But again, it's beneficial for the fitment only.
The part of me...
You get into that car, it's probably going to drive like a turd.
Dude, part of me wants to cry looking at such a beautiful car like that.
It's all right.
Kind of overly done. In that
again,
kind of
but it's not something I'm against. It's
what is that? What is the crap bucket up on the top right? Oh, man. What is that?
Yeah, that's a Bozuzoku.
That's a Bozuzoku.
Yeah, we were talking about... Me and Scott were on last week with that.
Yeah, the Bozuzoku.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm all about the stance. I like stance, but it really comes down to if it's just overkill or not. Some people like to go overkill. Yeah, like that right there to me is great stance. Like even with that camber, I think it's perfect right there.
But plenty of people can have good stance without having cambered out wheels and having stretched tires.
It's a different type of stance.
You know?
You got your performance stance. You got your fitment stance.
Like, that's beautiful to me. That's beautiful. Nothing wrong with that.
Dapper.
I know, but there's nothing wrong with that fitment.
No, nothing wrong with that fitment at all. Nothing wrong with that fitment.
That's wild.
That you thought that Ferrari was wild?
Yeah, because it's on a Ferrari.
Oh, you're crazy. I'm all about it.
You're right. I'm going to get a Ferrari and do that to it.
Yeah. Hold on. Go to that big body Lexus right there. See, me, that camber's a little bit too much. If you took that out just a little bit, that would be primo.
I like that.
See?
That's good.
That's cool. There's a lot of different stuff over here.
I mean, that's more conservative, I guess. But
see, but again, there's nothing wrong with conservative fitment as long as it's executed perfectly.
Yeah, perfectly. That's a problem.
I hate to say when I didn't even mean to say perfectly.
I know.
Executed
right.
You
know how much I used to mess around with my coils every single day to try to dial
it
in.
Dude, I was...
You didn't...
Again, my phone books and my magazines. Well, you don't understand what I would do. You're like, Richie, if you saw, like, it'd be like, okay, put two magazines, air out. All right, let's take the two. Not enough.
Okay,
three magazines. Air out.
Boo-hoo.
Don't boohoo me.
You fill up your bags and you press a button.
Stop
or
it,
whatever
guy. You
it
make
be.
It like you
I,
make
you
this
dude,
like this I, was my first rodeo,
taking,
bro. Like I never
I'm
had
taking
coilovers.
Off the wheel. I'm taking off the wheel, and you gotta sit there with a mallet and a screwdriver.
You want to know how you could have avoided that?
Every little.
You want to know how you could have avoided
that? I think
that
was a quarter of an inch.
Let me show you. I'm gonna show you how you could have avoided that. Before you install them, you just spin them all the way down. Have a good day, guys. You'll never have to mess with it again.
The next time you want to go check them out, they're seized, whatever it may be. You got WD-40 everywhere.
What do you think? You think air ride guys really have it made,
You
huh?
have these little crappy keys that they give you, stop and then you're over here.
Stop it. You hitting the strut every single time. This is why I can't get on this podcast with this guy.
Yeah.
I can't. Because I'm static. I have to hit the thing and the thing and the thing. Line goes boom. You're right back down. You ain't going nowhere today, boy.
Oh, man. My fingers hurt.
Oh, my God.
But it was a pain in the ass, man. It was a pain in the ass to do all that, honestly.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I think everybody who's a car guy will agree with me here. Cars in general are a pain in the ass no matter what it is, who it is, what suspension, what wheels. They're always going to be a pain in the ass.
You know what's always the worst thing? People have all the jokes about it and whatever it may be, but it's really true. Whenever you're like, oh, this will only take me 20 minutes or something like that.
And then your car, you're not even ready to drive it tomorrow. No, it's never a 20 minute.
I started a project. Now I'm screwed.
Now a car's going to sit in that driveway for a week.
Yeah, that's really true, though.
It is.
Like, there were some times where you could do something over and over again, and you can kind of get used to it or whatever it may be. On one of my cars, I used to bring to the dealership for oil changes or whatever it may be, but I had some aftermarket parts. So I would actually switch in and out the parts every time I go to the dealership. So you're good to take care of that free oil change warranty things that they give you or whatever. Every single time you do it over and over again, whatever it may be, intake or whatever it was, and you're just like, this is always a pain in the ass. Every time.
You want to actually know something?
Every single time it's a pain in the ass.
I got lucky with mine when I first bought my car. So I took it to a dealership that had guys who modified cars, and it's just the Volkswagen scene in general. The dude, anytime my car pulled up, I spoke to the mechanic when he used to do like warranties and stuff for me. And I remember going up to him and be like, hey, dude, like, you know, you think you could not say anything about this mod or this mod? He goes, oh, dude, he's like, nobody touches your car but me because nobody wants to. And I laughed and I was like, all right, like, so I feel comfortable that you're going to be the only one doing it. He goes, and just so you know, your car's completely stock anytime I put it into the computer. And I was just like, you're the man. Here's lunch on me today, pal.
There you go.
It's always, listen, it's, I've been lucky on that.
That shit with inspections are dead now in New York.
What do you mean? With, like, buying inspection stickers? I don't think we should be talking about that right now.
Yeah, I guess not. That shit's dead, though.
It was never legal to begin with.
But yeah, so I feel all that.
Yeah. But everybody always knew a guy, but now nobody knows a guy anymore.
No one knows a guy anymore. Wow, no. I can't believe it.
Like, I still know a guy, but I can't tell anybody about my guy.
It was such a simpler time.
Oh, back in the day. It was so great.
It was such a simpler time getting away with stuff.
Yeah, not anymore.
No. And then all these other, EPA crap that's going on. It's going to start ruining stuff.
I'm more worried about these construction zone cameras.
Is that still going on? Because I don't take that
You want to know something? I haven't seen them. I saw them for like a week straight after they first mentioned it. Mm-hmm. But I'd see these cameras sitting on the side of like the parkways and highways with no construction zone around them.
So just there.
Just click, 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 taking pictures as you're rolling by.
I don't take the lie, so.
No, I take it every day.
Okay, that's
the lie.
It's a rough one, man.
It's not that bad, actually.
Well,
what's a?
I don't know.
That ad kind of threw me off. I'm like, what did Max just put up here?
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Those things.
But that's on the truck, though. You're saying it doesn't look like that anymore.
No. I'm saying that's what it looks like. But if you look around, look at the picture around. Look around the picture that's there. Do you see any construction zone?
No.
So it's taking pictures of people not even in a construction zone who are speeding.
Well, there's your construction
zone. Well, that's a separate photo. I'm saying look at this photo, though.
I don't know, man. It could be the same photo.
It's definitely not. Definitely not. What do you think? This is a 3D image?
No, it's called a money grab.
It is a money grab. Yeah. It's 100% a money grab.
Man, people got to pay their taxes, bro. Okay. All right. I think I'm good, too. Guys, thank you. We go live every Wednesday, 2 p.m., Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. And Behind the Wheel Podcast every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We have a piece of content coming down this Friday. Check it out on YouTube.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
Take care.
Have a good one, guys.